Blog Talk Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and germs, it is time. It is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It must be Friday. It must be with all due respect. As we all know by now, the greatest show on earth. Now the Ringling Brothers is gone. They're out of here. So we're taking over. Rick and I are taking over the airwaves right now with this show. Be ready. Hey, Rick Wright, co-host of the world. What do you? What's up with you?
What's up there, Jimmy Ellis? And yes, welcome to the greatest show on earth. I love that we stole it from those animal abusers.
That's right. With all due respect,
it's come right out of the gate.
That's right.
Yeah, it's come right out of the gate. Are you vegan yet? How close are you?
I'm getting close, man. Every time, if you hear my voice, I'm not doing perfectly right now. Have a little bit of gluten, have a little bit of cheese. And I'm like, so I'm getting closer. My body's like saying, yeah, you're not supposed to be processing that shit. So try something else. So I'm not vegan yet. My wife's been vegan for 2 years now, I think. But
wow.
Looks like my body's heading that way.
What's the deal? I know that you were like a cheat, not a non-cheese guy recently, but you're saying you had some cheese recently?
Today
or something?
Okay. A few days ago. Yeah, I think it just makes my body weaker, and then I'm less immune. But,
okay.
So how did that question come up? Because of the animal rights stuff? Or?
Oh, yeah, I just said those animal abusers. And then it made me think of you and your cheese post from last week or week before. And I saw that. And then... yeah, so I just wanted to ask. I said, man, because I know you don't eat meat anymore.
Right. No
and,
meat.
And yeah, so I know it's like, listen, it's sort of like the natural progression. Like from what people I know, they go vegetarian, right? But then they usually start loading up on dairy because, you know, cheese and all the other stuff and carbs.
Right.
And they start like going crazy on that. And they're like, well, I'm still a vegetarian, you know? And then, but then they'll cut back on, you know, the dairy. And then it's like, you know, then it's like, oh, okay, vegan. But then, you know, I got some vegan friends on my Facebook page. And they're, the most parts are very lean. But, you know, every now and then you see a heavier vegan.
Really? A heavy vegan?
Well, yeah.
Eat a lot.
They're like unicorns. In the vegan
yeah.
world.
Well, my wife,
I would
she's
be
a vegetarian.
Fat vegan.
You'd be a fat vegan?
Yeah.
Can you imagine not having, like, pizza? Can you imagine that? A life without pizza?
Apparently, rough. Vegan pizza, there's a, you can get vegan pizza, and apparently it's, like, you know, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Have you ever went to, like, a vegan restaurant?
Oh, yeah. Many.
Yeah,
so San Diego.
The food's good, right?
Oh, it's great food. It tastes, I mean, yeah. That's what's amazing. People are like, wow, I could never do that because I like food. It's like, try this, you know, because, I mean, you can make it, you know. It's totally doable to have good, great tasting food, you know, vegan. It's no big deal. You just have to have a little bit of effort. And you can't really go fast food. That's the thing, you know. You want something fast? You're not going to do some drive-thru. Although they do have one place here in Ocean Beach called Plant Power. And it's fast food, vegan. Pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah. So listen, eventually it'll be coming around. And I'm not opposed to this. It's supposedly a really good place in New York City where you can get like the most phenomenal, like vegan chili dog, you know, and it's all vegan. You know, whatever they do to it, or however they do it, it's all cruelty-free, plant-based. And in my region, we have a lot of, probably not a lot, I wouldn't say a lot, but we have a, you know, a handful of vegans. One dude's a big animal rights activist.
One thing that's
tough. A couple, Yeah, a couple of men bumped into each other. One guy was taking his kids to the circus, and the other guy was sitting there with a sign saying, you know, don't enter because, you know, the animal cruelty. But
oh,
they bumped into each other, crossed the lines.
One thing that's tough is going to a sports event. Like if you go to an arena and you don't have food, it's like, oh, man, trying to find some food there is kind of tough. But
what about popcorn?
Well,
right,
not,
you can have popcorn.
I guess you could. Well, without the butter, no butter.
That's not butter.
But
that's some kind of
right.
soy product.
Oh my God, who knows what that is? But one cool place, Knott's Berry Farm. That's a cool place. We went there, and there's a lot of vegan options they have. So it's getting more and more popular. I guess in the early, or you know, 30 years ago, it probably was a lot harder than now. But I think also the older you get, I've heard that you can't really process cheese as well. And here's my wife, who's an Italian. She's like, oh, no, pizza. You know, but so she's just, she's got to give it up. But, So what do you think about the rest of the world that's going crazy? I guess that's what our kind of theme is today. Like, the world's gone crazy. What are we supposed to do now?
Yeah, so it's a shit show central. When I just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it just got worse. You know, somebody, we'll just say that. You know, there's 50. What was the total count? 58 people in Vegas.
58, 59. Yeah, 58 or 59. I can't remember.
It's too many. You know, too many people that have passed. I still, you know, the question is, you know, again, like these conspiracy theories, like with this one, whoever was trying to do whatever they were trying to do, they screwed the pooch because everybody on both sides is looking at and saying, what happened here? Because I don't believe a word anybody's saying. And of course, because everybody has the microphone, the proverbial microphone, you know, everybody's adding their 2 cents, and you know, and then it became political, and it goes right. You know, it's just a complete not even. There should be some unwritten rule that like when a natural disaster happens, like for 48 hours, like you shouldn't. There should be no political bullshit for 48 hours. There's people in crisis.
There you go.
People are dying. Yeah. People are fighting for their lives. And, you know, it's great because, like, it's almost going to be like a team standard. Like again, referring to our organization and our men's team with that Mentor, Discover, Inspire, you know, if you break a standard, there's a consequence. So,
right.
You know, if the consequence should be if any news outlet or any political, you know, knucklehead says anything within, you know, 48 hours, they should have to make a monetary donation out of their personal funds to whatever cause they're commenting on.
Yeah, because there is, I like that you brought in the idea of a black and white 48 hours. That way it's something that, you know, you can put a number on and a figure on so that you can abide by it. But because the idea of like, well, we shouldn't talk about it right away. Well, what's right away? The first 5 seconds, the first 10 seconds. Of course, Hillary was out there tweeting away. Right away, which is so classless, just classless, and just crazy too in a way.
It's so predictable though. You know, it's like, and then the tweet, you know, and again, it was famous, made famous, but it was like all politics aside. She started out the first sentence, all politics aside. Then she went into politics. It's like this woman. I don't know if that's what the left wants to hear or how they want to hear her say things, but that makes no sense. And then, you know, her whole narrative with the blaming, and oh my God, man, it's like there's no personal responsibility. There should be a 48 hour, you know, pause on any political act, you know, comment. There should be consequences. There should be consequences across the board in life, in the world. We should have human standards, not American standards, not Russian standards, not Cuban standards, not South American, Africa, none of these places, Austria. We should have human standards. If you're a dick or if you make an agreement and you break the agreement, you should have a consequence.
Right. I guess they're called like basic human rights or basic dignity, but it's hard to measure that sometimes. People have different
what would be
ideas.
What would be a good human standard?
And a good human standard. Gosh, like a measurable one.
How about for driving? Human being driving. If you cut someone off, you cannot give them the finger. So if the person in front of you cuts you off and then gives you the finger, because that'll engage like Mother Teresa, right? So if you cut someone off and you give them the finger, you should automatically lose your license for 30 days.
Oh, wait, you're saying the person
you should
driving.
Surrender.
So the
yeah.
person driving
someone,
cut someone off.
Yeah. Ever have someone in front of you just like merge in front of you, and then like you know you get too close to them and they flash you the bird? It's like it was your fault that they pulled a dickhead move.
No, well usually it's the other way. Like the person cuts you off and then you give them the bird. That's okay, right?
Yes.
That should be a standard. That should be a standard.
That's,
if you get cut off, you're allowed to give them the finger, but they're not allowed to give back. If they do, then the consequence is 30 days without driving privileges.
I also think
the people who, can you make a right on red in
yes.
New Jersey? All right.
Yeah, Jersey.
I like how we go from absolute devastation tragedy to like some kind of lighthearted standards. Anyway, so here we are. You're in a car. You're in your car. Someone's in front of you. There's plenty of room to like kind of move over to the left so that you driving behind them can get by them and make a right, right? You can get by them. But they decide to get further closer to the right, so you can't. So you're at a stoplight. You can't make a right on red because they're so far over in the lane that you can't get by them. Those people should get a consequence for being so stupid and unaware of their surroundings. So what would the consequence be? Do you know what I'm talking about? Did that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a light right by my house, right up the street, and it's a four-way stop, but it doesn't like go green both ways all the time. It's just sort of a little busy. It's a small, busy intersection, and they have that. And it's so funny because a lot of people make a right at that light, and there's always one knucklehead that's right not in the middle of the lane, over to the side, not letting people by. So there's people with the blinkers on, and the light's green, and they're just sitting there because this knucklehead just wasn't paying attention and didn't give him enough room. So here's the frustrating thing for me when this all happens, by the way, like the driving. Like, someone is taking my time. Like, I figured out, like, recently that I don't want, you know, I want money. I want things. I want certain things. I want what I want. Ultimately, what I cherish the most is my time. So I always look at there's one person, you're driving on, like, a highway, and there's a bunch of people that are just slowing down. You got one car quarter mile up that's just sitting in the fast lane next to another car, and both of those cars are causing a delay now. They're actually causing, you know, traffic. And it's like, it's so bizarre. I get so pissed off. Not because, like, I'm going slower. You know, I actually can get some time and, you know, check shit out. But it's more about having, like, that, you know, my time is now being taken from me. From somebody who's just being oblivious and to every, it might be just oblivious, or there might be, I'm going the speed limit, so I don't give a shit, and just not caring about other people. But that's what I figured out gets me frustrated the most, especially when I'm driving.
Right.
So it's hard
to measure. It's to measure consideration is really such a challenge. You know, it's hard to.
Ooh.
That'd
be a good show.
Measure that. I mean, me and my wife, we see it all the time. I mean, it's like, wow, even like calling someone back or that takes consideration. It's just really being aware of the other, you know. I think the next evolution of mankind is not just being aware of yourself and your own needs, but, oh, look, there's another human being. And that's one reason I was so glad to be a part of this organization that we belong to, MDI. It's like, oh my gosh, you can live at the team level. You can be aware not just of yourself and your one other person, but you can be aware of the needs of a team. It's like, oh, this is so cool. But at the same time, there's a lot of fallout. There's a lot of times where it doesn't happen, where there's not consideration. And I've just seen that more and more over the past few years. So if we could somehow measure consideration of another and then consequence it once they're only thinking about themselves, that would be great. That would be beautiful.
Wouldn't that be nice? Like, it's funny how you say that, like, we're on a team level. And I just, as soon as it came to me, like, I even on some of my teams in the past, like, there's been, like, you always get, not always, there's been times where I have a man, like, on the team that just, we call him like a suckle, where they just are not considerate. They want to make and monopolize the team time. Everything's about them.
Right.
And it's funny because there's one guy who just came to mind, and he's not even in the organization anymore. And he, you know, pretty much a lot of men wrote him off just because of his way of being and how he was showing up. And I always take that as the water test. I'm like, if we can't be considerate on a men's team as in what we, like, our code and what our standards are and all these different things, it's like, I sort of get nervous about the world. Like, especially recently, like, since, like, my region, like, there's been some political shit that went down. Like, if we can't figure that out at the regional level or at a team level or division level, then, you know, I lose some hope in having, you know, there's always a solution, but I lose a little hope on having that quick solution. I don't know if I'm making sense or not. Maybe I'm being too cryptic or too jargony.
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 Well, I actually started a book with some ideas in it. The Death of Consideration. I even started that. I had a whole listing of, like, ways where, like, little signals that consideration is being lost. And
hey, can I co-author a book with you?
Sure.
That'd be cool.
What's the Well, before we go there, can I just list off some of these things I just found in my notes for the Death of Consideration, even though that's not
absolutely
our theme for the day? All right, number one, people on the plane. Check this out. I was on a plane, and the announcer said, it was a delayed flight. So to get to the connecting flight, oh, my gosh, the window of time was very short, very small. So there's about five of us on the plane that had to get to this next flight very fast. So the stewardess made an announcement. Those of you who are not on the next connecting flight, please stay in your seats. The rest of you, you know, let the people off so they, you know, please let them off so that they can get off first. And you know how long it takes to get off a plane, right? Everyone stands up, and you got to stand there for, like, so long. Well, what happens is the ding, the little bell goes off so you can, like, undo your seatbelt.
Yep.
Everyone stands up. Motherfuckers, they just don't fucking care. They don't care about others. They would rather get off the plane 3 seconds earlier than care about five people who want to get onto their connecting flight. That's the number one.
Yep.
I mean, I have 13 listed here. Like, you know, another one's littering.
Can I co-author that book?
Oh.
Can I be a part
of
that?
You're
only got
about
13 things. Yeah, why not? You only got 13 things. I could come up with 13 things, and we're even.
Okay.
And then we can then go from there. And let's make it. What is it going to be? Ebook, like a hard copy, novel, series?
Let's see. I don't know. I just came up. This was like from January this year, January 16th. Earlier this year, I just came up with a bunch of stuff.
You want to say a couple more?
Do you have some idea? Did some pop in your head just now, or?
Well, I'm thinking. Here's a, you know, my mind's going into action already, so I'm trying to think logistically, like, all the different things. Because it's person to person, right? Where, like, it's like, you know, being kind. I don't know if it's kind or considerate if you hold a door for somebody, right? I think it's probably consideration. You have consideration for another person, right? Then there's person to person. Then there's, like, groups of people for groups of people. Like, your thing was the plane. You know, and then all of a sudden you think about, like, you know, drivers and traffic and stuff like that. Then it might be like a community, like, you got to think of community consideration. Like, how, like, I'm trying to just break it into groups, and then out of those subgroups, like figure out like what is consideration, like what does consider. That would be great. What does consideration look to you? Like ask the question to a bunch of people and just get a bunch of responses. You know, and it'd be great to see different generations. You know, because like my, you know, if I ask my parents, what's consideration? Jesus, you know, my mother was like, consideration is putting yourself last and everybody else first. You know, like,
right.
You know, that's back that generation, right? You know, for our generation, it's like, hey, you know, take care of yourself, but, you know, help your fellow man. You know, and you go, you know, a couple generations back and it's like, what's consideration? I don't know what the fuck that is. You know, and then nowadays it's like, oh, consideration is the world revolves around me, right?
I know. Well, actually, you keep saying the word over and over again. You know, you do that. You say a word over and over, and after a while, it's like, what does that word mean again? Consideration.
Yeah.
Just to be aware of the other, and you really see that show up on it when you're actually either in a relationship or on a team or anything that involves another human being. It falls apart when you don't consider the other, you know, it can start to fall apart and the other person can be upset. And instead of like trying to find blame anywhere, just look at ourselves like, well, am I including or excluding? Yeah, it's going to be a great book. My concern was like, does it sound too negative? Because like people want positive stuff and they don't want to look at themselves maybe, but I'm sure.
Well, you know what? Nowadays, maybe though, you know, listen, maybe it's that point now where a parent's going to say, this is what consideration looks like. Right.
You said parents?
Do you know what the definition? Yeah. Well, like parents nowadays, like they want to give their kids like something to, you know, to let them know what consideration is. You know what, yeah. The definition is?
No.
It's funny. It says, careful, and this is from Google, main page definition. Careful thought, typically over a period of time. So it doesn't even mention another person.
Right.
Careful thought, typically over a period of time. And then in the sentence, is long processing involved a great deal of careful consideration. That's so bizarre.
Yeah,
thought, deliberation, reflection, illumination, meditation, more. It's like it's so weird. A payment
even
or
the
reward.
See, even the dictionary has turned, unilateral. Like even the dictionary says, screw other people. It doesn't matter. But it all, you know, I think it all stems from a couple of things. One is this philosophy of we create our own reality. We create our own reality. So all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what the hell I do. Your response to it is your response. You know, there is no interaction anymore. It's like you create your reality, I create mine. We're a bunch of bubbles floating around, not impacting each other, not influencing each other. Right. And I'm sure that gunman, he didn't influence anybody either. Those people accepting those bullets were just creating their own realities. It goes psycho. I mean, if you take it to a limit, you know? I mean,
yeah.
But that's way out there. But yeah, just the –
here's another definition, right? A fact or a motive taken into account in deciding or judging something. So that's another way. If you think about it, consider, you know, it's taking it under consideration. Then the third one, thoughtfulness and sensitivity towards others.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
Why am I so, it's music to my ears. I mean, I just, I don't know why. Me and my wife are the same, too. We so cherish it. You know, we show. And we like to be that. We like to consider others, and we like to, like, remember their birthday, surprise them with stuff. And we just love doing that. And then there's times where we get the opposite back, and it doesn't see not about birthdays or stuff, but just, like, we put out a word, hey, you want to do this? Well, you know, crickets. It's like, what's going on? It seems out of balance. So trying to figure out that mystery. And I'm just, the idea is that, oh, people are so busy. People are so busy, they can't think of another person. Oh, really? Like, I have a teammate. Oh, yeah, he didn't text back. He didn't have the time. What? You didn't have the time within the last week to do a text? What?
Yeah.
It's like, no, there's bullshit. There's bullshit there, so. But
there is a little bit right. behind that, though, like that energy that you were talking about, you know, if you're very considerate, like if you're very considerate, it seems like nowadays that people take almost consideration for me, not weakness. It's a weird energy if you're constantly giving stuff out and then you, like you said, it's reversed. It doesn't come back and, you know, some, or if you're being considerate under the heading of that you want to get good things back, right? Then that's
right.
not, it should be selfless consideration.
Because
then you don't care if you give what you do, you don't care about getting anything back. How's that? So how about we call it selfless
right,
consideration?
Selfless consideration,
yeah.
and the uplift of America and the changing of America and the changing of, something positive like that. I like some of these thesaurus words, you know. Actually, one of the thesaurus words is respect. You know, attentiveness, concern, thoughtfulness, kindness. But respect, I like that, you know, because that's more of a with all due respect kind of word, you know, manly word, respect. And the truth too is, if it doesn't come back, if there's not a mutual give and take, then something the relationship dies. That's what happens. I mean, you can see it, you know, relationships, friendships, they're not taken care of, and they just kind of fade. And it's not maybe a revenge thing. It's just kind of a natural thing. If it's something's not fed, it dies. So, I've seen some of that. But it's tough, both for me, because I don't want to get judgmental. I don't want to get upset at others. I don't want to expect them to be like me or my wife or anyone. But at the same time, it's like, can't I? Can't we? Can't they respond with a text? You know, is that too much to ask? Anywho, again, more standards needed.
Yeah. Standards and consequences.
Right. Especially for that driver in front of us that's taking up the space where we can make a right. That's number one. I want to answer this. We got like 3 minutes. This is the question I want to have answered, because the question is, where, with all this craziness, you know, disrespect, inconsideration, bullets flying, people taking knees, polarization of, you know, the left and the right, all that. The question is, where do you, Rick Wright, go with all of this? Where do you go? What do you do with it all?
What I do is I try to What I do is I meditate. You know, I get mindful. I realize what, you know, what's going on in the world. And how it affects me. You know what? I get, you know, I don't know if it's the opposite. Opposite of consideration. Like, I go more inward. Like, I really take care of myself. Like, it makes me want to just be, you know, be more protective of the things I do and how I do things and make sure I can defend myself, my house. You know, I don't really like to go out a lot anymore. So it's sort of weird that way, like being around like a lot of people, like I just hear a lot of nonsense when I'm out, and then being in big crowds, it's like, again, like you said, it's like everybody for themselves. It's a very, when you grow up with, you know, being preached that consideration is the way to be, and you're not in that, that's, you know, it's not fun. It's not pleasant. So I would say I retreat more. I circle the wagons, and you know, and I just, you know, I try to keep my mind at peace, and I just make sure that I'm, you know, I can take care of myself. That's what I do. What do you do? You got time? You got time to hear what you do?
I got 30 seconds. I can handle this. It's very similar.
Okay.
It's going away from the media, going away from the insanity, and hanging out with Al. I had meditation written down, going within, finding out what's real, yeah. You know, because a lot of this stuff is,
I know.
Maybe it's really happening, but just, you know, what's really true, what's really important, like friends, you know, loved ones. And then make Facebook and the news theater. Make Facebook and the news the theater that it is, not the reality that it pretends to be.
So yes.
That's what we got. And there we go, another 30 minutes like that. Thank you, sir.
Excellent.
With all due respect.
Thank you.
And enjoy the weekend.
You do the same.
And remember, ladies and germs, with all due respect, the greatest show on earth is on 1 p.m. Western. In the West. 4 p.m. on the East. And in Jerusalem, I don't know what time it is in, but listen to us there as well. I don't know, I'm rambling. But thank you, everyone. We'll see you next Friday. Thank you, Rick. Thank you, everyone.
Take care, Jimmy. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.